Anna, written by Niccolò Amaniti and read by Ava Alexander. Anna ran along the autostrada, holding the straps of the rucksack that was bouncing on her back. Now and then she turned her head to look back. The dogs were still there, one behind the other in single file. 6 or 7 of them. A couple in worse shape than the others had dropped out, but the big black one in front was getting closer. She'd spotted them 2 hours before at the bottom of a burnt field, appearing and disappearing among dark rocks and blackened trunks of olive trees, but hadn't thought anything of them. This wasn't the first time she'd been followed by a pack of wild dogs. They usually kept up the chase for a while, then tired and wandered off. She liked to count as she walked, how many steps it took to cover a kilometre, the number of blue cars and red cars, the number of flyovers. Then the dogs had reappeared, desperate creatures, adrift in a sea of ash. She'd come across dozens like them, with mangy coats, clumps of ticks hanging from their ears, protruding ribs. They'd fight savagely over the remains of a rabbit. The summer fires had burnt the lowlands and there was virtually nothing left to eat. She passed a queue of cars with smashed windows. Weeds and wheat grew around their ash-covered carcasses. The Sirocco had driven the flames right down to the sea, leaving a desert behind it. The asphalt strip of the A29, which linked Palermo to Mazara del Vallo, cut across a dead expanse out of which rose blackened stumps of palm trees and a few plumes of smoke. To the left, beyond what was left of Castellammare del Golfo, a segment of grey sea merged with the sky. To the right, a line of low dark hills floated on the plain like distant islands. The road was blocked by an overturned lorry. Its trailer had smashed into the central reservation, scattering basins, bidets, toilet bowls and shards of white ceramic over dozens of metres. She ran straight through the debris. Her right ankle was hurting. In Alcamo, she'd kicked open the door of a grocery shop. To think that, until the dog's appearance, everything had been going fine. She'd left home when it was still dark. From time to time, she was forced to go further afield in search of food. Previously, it had been easy. You only had to go to Castellammare and you found what you wanted. But the fires had complicated everything. She'd been walking for 3 hours under the sun as it rose in a pale, cloudless sky. The summer was long past, but the heat wouldn't let up. The wind, after starting the fire, had vanished, as if this part of creation no longer held any interest for it. In a garden centre next to a crater left by the explosion of a petrol pump, she'd found a crate full of food under some dusty tarpaulins. In her rucksack, she had 6 cans of Cirio beans, 4 cans of Graziella tomatoes, a bottle of Amaro Lucano, a large tube of Nestlé condensed milk, a bag of rusks, which were broken, but would still make a good meal soaked in water, and a 0.5 kilo vacuum pack of pancetta. She hadn't been able to resist that. She'd eaten the pancetta immediately, in silence, sitting on some bags of compost heaped up on the floor, which was covered with mouse droppings. It was as tough as leather and so salty it had burnt her mouth.